latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Friday's Manchester United headlines, and we should get the team news from Jose Mourinho later on Friday ahead of the Boxing Day clash with Sunderland. We do know that Eric Bailly's back in training. He's been in training for the last couple of days now and could put himself in contention for the squad and maybe a place on the bench against Sunderland. Of course, Henrik Mkhitaryan still out injured. He's not returned to training as yet. And Bastian Schweinsteiger also left training just 15 minutes after turning up on Wednesday, and that might mean he's not in contention for the squad either. Elsewhere, and on the transfer front, Morgan Schneiderlin's name continues to be linked with Everton. They're said to be making an £18 million move for him in the January transfer window. You'd think that Mourinho would want to keep him around, at least in terms of covering injuries, for the first part of the month, but a deal could potentially be worked out with the Merseyside club later on in the transfer window. Of course, he's played under Ronald Koeman before during his season at Southampton. Also, Memphis Depay continues to be linked with Everton. There's been some talk of a move abroad for him as well, but Jose Mourinho actually mentioned him by name and said he feels sorry that he hasn't been able to give him as many chances or a run in the team, rather like Ashley Young. But I think Memphis Depay was going to be the subject of a lot of transfer talk in January. Mourinho himself has been putting it about. We think that he could be set to sign a new deal, an extended new contract at Old Trafford, but United have no immediate plans to offer Mourinho an extension to his present deal, according to club insiders. Well, he had hinted earlier this week he was ready to commit beyond his present three-year remit. Mourinho's bullishness over his future comes with his team in a 10-game unbeaten run, which has also put the Red Devils on the coattails of the top four. United sources, however, insisted his comments were simply a reflection of his satisfaction that things are now coming together on and off the field, rather than any real indication from the club's executives of scheduled extension talks.